Rockaholics. We are live on a ferry boat, currently docked in Edmonds, but we will be making our way back over to Kingston on the Walla Walla.
I'm glad you said that because I was like, I have no idea where we are. I know it's either Edmonds or Kingston, but we've been going back and forth all morning. It's been an absolute blast.
Our show is afloat, and one of the reasons why is because we have a chief engineer by the name of Scott Maddox joining us right now. Scott, are you the boss?
Yes.
Okay.
You are in charge of this boat.
Can we hit the horn? Can we do it?
Well, that kind of is up to the captain.
So oh.
He's actually the ultimate authority, but only per my discretion.
So how many people that are aboard this vessel right now could actually legally drive the boat, steer the boat?
Two.
Two people.
Well, steer or drive.
Okay, what's the difference?
Well, so these boats are... they're not pilot house control. They're telegraph boats.
Okay.
So we run the propulsion plant from the engine room.
Duh, Taryn, I told you that.
Yeah. Of course.
Doesn't everybody know?
I know.
I was like, dude, you don't know about that?
Yeah.
Propulsion plants?
So, yeah, we run the props. We take speed and direction commands from the pilot house or the captain or the mate, whoever happens to be, you know, given the commands. And then we allow them to run the rudders.
What is the size of the crew on one of these boats?
Oh, the deck crew, I think, is 12 or 14 people, and the engine crew is either 3 or 4, depending on the ship.
So are there more people working on this boat or Mark Zuckerberg's super yacht that just ended up in Seattle?
Well, I can't disclose that.
Uh-huh.
He's such a close friend of mine.
Right, yes, of course.
I saw he was blowing you up on your phone earlier, too. That was really crazy. So here's a stupid question, because I think... I heard that some of the boats are now hybrids. Is this a hybrid boat?
Only one so far.
Okay.
Yeah, the Wenatchee.
The Wenatchee. Okay.
Yeah. Which route does the Wenatchee sail typically?
Gosh, I think they mostly do Seattle to Bainbridge.
Seattle to Bainbridge.
So I have a plug-in hybrid, and it takes about 12 hours to charge that thing. How long does it take to charge a ferry?
I have no idea. Actually, I don't think that they've implemented the technology enough to really answer that question.
Okay.
But if somebody can, it would not be me. I don't work that class of boat.
How long do these ferries, what's the age of a, how old is this ferry and how long does this ferry, stay being used until it's okay, it's time to retire that ferry?
Well, let's see. I have to dig back into some files to remember. There's an old adage about some of the wood ships. How old is the actual ship if you keep changing planks out and sails and stuff? I mean, how old is the actual boat? There's definitely some steel here that's still from the original build. But you could keep these boats running for a long time. Mm-hmm. What usually happens is the technology that's on board, the parts and pieces, they become no longer available. Or it's just way too expensive to source them.
What happens to a boat? By the way, we're talking with Scott Maddox, who's the chief engineer on the Walla Walla this morning.
Which is what we're broadcasting from, which is just amazing that we're pulling this off.
We're up on the passenger deck right next to the cafeteria. What happens to a ferry boat?
Sorry to interrupt you.
Wow, go ahead.
I got a number of texts this morning on a ship. We call that the galley.
The galley.
Told you. Propulsion pumps and galleys.
Cafeteria.
Jeez. Not the cafeteria. The place where you get your blueberry muffins.
Yes.
The galley.
So when the boat goes into retirement, what happens to it?
Well, it could be a number of different things. There's some of them that have been resourced, for the recreational, private industry.
Ooh.
Can we get our hands on one? Have a rock yacht?
Yeah, actually, we were planning on donating one just to you guys.
Oh,
finally!
The very next one that goes out of service.
I thought the coolest gift we were getting was these little flags. Now we're getting ferry boat.
Yeah, I will tell you though that the cost of ownership is not substantial.
The maintenance, I can't even imagine how much that would take.
It's hard to imagine.
a solo person or somebody that's invested in something like that.
There's almost no one job on here that you could actually do all by yourself. There's a handful, but...
And shout out to all of you, because we've even got a few people that have been texting, and then we even met Victoria earlier just saying the crew here are just phenomenal.
Almost everybody that I've ever worked with here, they're all great people.
What was your first ferry job?
Wow, my first ferry job when I was 14 and a half, I got a job working on the Pierce County Ferry because my dad knew the guy that was that had the contract. The Pierce County Ferry is a little bit different configuration, I guess. The county owns the boat, but they contract the operation and crewing and stuff. So a friend of my dad had the contract at the time, and he said, "Well, I don't know if you're ever going to." At that time, you couldn't get the Coast Guard documents unless you had a job, and you couldn't get the job unless you had the documents.
Well, that makes sense.
So, yeah, doesn't it? So you kind of had to have this, you know, it was a bit of a catch-22. You kind of had to know somebody, you know, to get into the business.
So in all the years that put you on the spot, first thing that comes to mind, because there's a lot of crazy things that have happened on the ferry over the years, what's the craziest thing that you've experienced?
I can't disclose that either.
Okay. About the propulsion pump.
In the galley.
Most of the time, it's, you know, it's pretty routine, and, you know, there's a couple little hiccups here and there, but there's been a couple of times where, you very quickly have to respond to a, you know, a, let's see, developing situation.
Developing story.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for joining us on the Walla Walla this morning. Thanks for keeping this boat running and for putting up with our wild idea to broadcast our show live.
No, we should
from
do this
Washington
all the time.
State Ferry.
Every Friday?
Every Friday.
Well, now that you're giving us a ferry, we'll just use ours.
Yeah.
Floating Friday. Thank you, Scott.
Oh, and Rose in Tacoma just wanted to give a quick shout out to my homie Scott. So there you go.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Rose. Hope you're doing well.
We love you, Rose.
The Daily Mix Show.